You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from a springtime Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me today from all over the world. And as I say every Sunday, if you're listening to this recording, that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the strategies, the solution, the insight, and the revelation that you need so that you will know just what to do. You know what your next step should be. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you are making the decision to have a great day. And you know, that is a decision. I am doing very well. Really excited about the show today. My very special guest is one of the hosts from the network, and I heard her for the first time in person, Kathy Parks, and she's going to be talking about money mindset and how to live the champagne lifestyle, and she is certainly doing that herself. Well, I just have a couple of things I want to share with you. Want to let you know in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be doing a live call-in show. So if you have questions, you will be able to call in and ask me live. Don't be shy. You know, maybe that one question that you've been thinking about. So you will have an opportunity to do that. And I'll be sharing that 1-800 number with you in a couple of weeks. Also, I wanted to just share an excerpt from one email that I received this week. And of course, you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And just let me know how this show is changing your life. And this particular listener lives in the UK. And she said, Constance, thank you for bringing me back to God. And when I read that, I sent her an email back personally. I don't always answer all of my emails personally, but I sent her an email back and I said to her, your comments about bringing you back to God was just the best thing that I could hear, because if I can help bring people back to God or realign with spirit or with the divine or with all there is, then I'm doing what I was created to do. So thank you so much for that email. Let's see. If you have a live event, I would love to come and be your speaker. As a matter of fact, I just found out this week I'm going to be going to Connecticut to do some training. And then I'm going to be speaking in California in the fall at a women's conference. So I would love to speak at your networking conference, your next business event, your church. I just spoke actually to the National Coalition of Broadcasters, and it was pretty interesting. So if you would like for me to partner with you to help to make your next event a phenomenal success, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, I don't know if I have enough time, but I'm going to say it very quickly. Of course, you can go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and just take a look at my tools. If you're interested in coaching, I mean, you know, you can also email me. But I want to hurry up and get my tip in for the week. And man, I had to use this tip myself. My tip for the week is begin telling your life story of how you want it to be. You cannot continue to tell the story of what is or how things have been. So begin telling the story of where you are going. And so this week, I had a very busy week. I was speaking, I was coaching, I was doing work with my consulting firm. And so I was very busy. And so I remember, you know, I kept saying to my friends, you know, I'm just so busy this week and I've got to go here and I've got to do this and I hope I can make it and I have a tight schedule. And so I realized that I was feeling a little stressful. I realized I was not telling the story of how I wanted my day and my week to be. I was talking about how demanding and how I had really sort of overscheduled two things that I didn't know about. And right in the middle of that, I said to myself, girlfriend, you need to take your own advice. And so I just began to tell the story of what I wanted my week to look like. Wow, this is going to be lots of fun. I can easily and effortlessly do everything that I need to do. I'm going to really be present with each one of my clients individually. This is going to be a very interesting and exciting week. I have all of the vitality and energy that I need for this week, etc. So my question to you is, what has your story been? What have you been saying to yourself and to your friends? Have you been telling the story of what is? Or have you been sharing how things have been in the past? Or are you talking and feeling more of the story of where you are going? Isn't that interesting? It's so subtle, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to say to you that really watch what you're saying about your day. Really watch what you are saying about your job. Really watch what you're saying about your business. Really watch what you're saying about your body, everything. So once again, begin telling your story of how you want it to be, just like I did. You cannot continue to tell the story of what is or how things have been. Begin telling the story of where you are going. And I'm sure Cassie is going to share more in depth as to how you can really, really do that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And guess what? We're going to be right back with Cassie Parks. So stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back and I'm really excited about my guest. And I know you say, Constance, you say that every week. And guess what? I am excited every week, but especially today. My very special guest is Cassie Parks. And some of you may know Cassie. She is the co-host on the network of Manifest It Now. And I met Cassie for the first time on the cruise, but I listen to her almost every day when I'm walking because she and her co-hosts are laughing all of the time, and it makes my exercise time more pleasurable. But Cassie Parks is a money maven. Her passion includes teaching people how to improve their money mindset and the use of the law of attraction for lifestyle child design. Cassie leveraged the power of the law of attraction to design and attract her champagne lifestyle. We want to hear about that. She is the creator of the Manifest 10K course. It is the only pay after you manifest more money course. I've never heard of that. She's also the author of Money Mindset for a Champagne Life and Investing Secrets for a Champagne Life and Lifestyle Design for a Champagne Life, available on Amazon. I just had some champagne yesterday with my hairstylist, so this sounds pretty great. So Cassie Parks, welcome to the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to get to spend some time with you and with your audience, and I bet we'll do some laughing too.
I know it. You know, I met you on the cruise. As a matter of fact, our cabins were next door to each other, and I didn't even know it. And you were so quiet, Cassie, on the cruise. I didn't know you were even next door. But after listening to you, like I said, I listen to you almost every day when I'm walking, and I'm laughing the whole time. And after hearing you on the cruise, I really wanted my audience to hear you and to be exposed to who you are and the principles that you share.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
So you live where, Cassie?
I live in the Four Seasons, Denver.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. And we're going to be talking about that. I think that you really have a very easy, sort of whimsical, playful way that you have manifested the champagne lifestyle. So we're going to talk about that lifestyle in a minute. But I just want you to talk generally just a little bit about who you are and what is your take on the law of attraction.
All right. As Constance said, I am Cassie Parks, and basically what it boils down to is I'm a lifestyle design strategist, champagne lover, best-selling author, and expert-level manifester. And my take on the law of attraction is that it should be all play. Everything about it should be play and dreaming and stepping in and really about how can I just step to that next level. You know, imagine if you're playing, you know, a video game or, you know, a sport, like how can I achieve the next level of excellence in this and really do it through play and everything that I enjoy.
So let's talk about play. Share some principles that people can begin to utilize in maybe shifting, changing, going to the next level. And then I have some more specific questions for you, because most people, when they think manifesting, oh, got to be a struggle, got to meditate, a lot of hard work. And I heard you say on the cruise that we were really making the law of attraction too difficult.
Yeah. So I always, if I'm playing and I'm having fun, everything is easy. And I did the law of attraction for a long time with that struggle and that, like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. But what I realized is that playing was so much easier. So one of the ways I tell people to play is really just, you know, I like to daydream and imagine what something is and then go, like, practice the experience. Go play in that experience. So I did that, you know, before moving to the Four Seasons. I'd come over here and get a massage just because I wanted to play with that energy versus trying to make that energy happen. So I always suggest that. I'll suggest, you know, go play in the neighborhood, you know, somehow, whether that's going to the coffee shop or, you know, just taking a walk in the neighborhood you want to live in, if that's what you're manifesting. You know, play what it's like to go places where, you know, if you're wanting to manifest a really awesome dinner, you know, like, you know, something that's $100 dinner or a really nice dinner, but that's not where you are yet, go have a drink at the bar. Go play in that experience. Find a way to just play with the energy of what you want so that you can invite more of that into your life.
You know, you talked about, which I really love, putting yourself right in the middle of your intention. Explain that and expound on that more. What does that mean and what would that look like for listeners?
Oh, I love that question. So putting yourself right in the middle, you know, I talk about finding, you know, first I talk about really having, I like to have a total vision of a life. And that's kind of one of the first steps of that is instead of just manifesting like a new house, for example, like what is the whole life look like when you're living in that house? Are you doing the same things every day? Are you doing different things? Are you hanging out with the same people, different people? What does your day look like? You know, even like, are you exercising more? Are you exercising less? Like, what are you doing? What does that whole life look like versus just taking a picture of a magazine and going, I want this house. And what that does when you think about the whole picture is actually makes it easier to step into that place where you can step into the middle of that vision and that dream because you have more information. So, you know, and one of the things that I like to do is when you get really clear on that, like find what is the thing that makes everything else true. You know, so when I was working on my vision and everything like that, the thing that made everything else true was living at the Four Seasons. So I focused on, okay, let's create that. Let's step into that. How can I go step into that vision more? Because the more you experience what you want and what your intention is in terms of in the physical reality, the faster it's going to manifest because you're actually touching it. You're actually saying, oh, this is true. I go to this place. I do this. I hang out here. Versus it takes, you know, I love visualization and I love setting intentions and, you know, mantras and affirmations, but actually touching that reality of what you want really speeds up the process.
You know, that's so true. And I'm a great example of that because the neighborhood that I live in now, I knew that this was the zip code that I wanted to live in. Mm-hmm. And so like you, I began to, I would shop in this area. I would walk in this area. And I remember one day I was in the store and somebody said to me, do you know where Starbucks is in this area? I said, oh, yes, I go there all of the time, which I did. It's right down the street. Go down the street, make a left, etc. Because I was putting myself right in the middle of where I desire to live. And so I was not even surprised when it manifested because in my own thinking, I already lived there because every weekend I would spend the weekend on the walking trail, et cetera.
I love that story because I use that example all the time. You would know where everything is. Mm-hmm. So you would know if you live somewhere, like you know where the Starbucks is. You know all of those things. That's being that person. I just love that story.
And so instead of people just saying, I want more money, they need to describe and feel and really put themselves in the middle of what would my life look, be, do, and feel like if I had more money?
Yeah. And so I often say, like, pick a number, you know, stretch goal. I suggest not starting with like $10 million, but you can. Mm-hmm. You know, just a goal that's a stretch that you have to actually think about, how am I different with this amount of money? You know, it's one of the reasons why I changed Manifest 10K from just money, money, money to Manifest 10K. So we had that point to focus on. Mm-hmm. And people could become clear, okay, what is my life look? How does it look different with $10,000 more in it? And then you can start to do those things like, oh, I would go here. I do this. I do that.
So give us the example of exactly what you did, because I love just really showing in principle and in real lifetime, you know, how you took the principle of manifestation to move from where you were into the Four Seasons. And if my international listeners don't know what the Four Seasons is, Google it. It's a beautiful place. I mean, it's 5-star, 5-diamond, I think. And I think it has condos on the top of most of the Four Seasons in most countries. So explain to us, what did that process look like for you? Did you say, I'm ready to move, and just walk us through that entire process?
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And for your listeners, I'm glad you clarified that because everybody's like, did you move into a hotel room? No, I moved into a big, beautiful 2-bedroom condo with an amazing big balcony that is above the hotel rooms, but I get all the perks, which there are a lot of living in a 5-star hotel. So from the the process really started when I said, okay, I want to take my business to this level. And the level was, you know, I wanted to play big because I've kind of mastered and gone up a lot of levels. I said, I want my business to be $500,000 business. And so when I started looking at that, I go through a process where I go, okay, exactly what I teach people. Okay, what does that look like in my life? What am I investing in where I live? What am I investing in, you know, clothes, car, vacations, whatever it is. And I really start to look at that because that's different. If I'm not doing that right now, then things are different. Like, you don't just automatically have more money and your life stays exactly the same. So I started going through that process and really like creating the budget, getting familiar with, okay, what does this look like? How much is this, you know, and all these things. And so then I did what I tell all my clients to do is like go shopping as if you have that much money. So I, you know, got on the real estate website and I started looking for where I could live in that budget. I said, okay. And the Four Seasons came up, and the Four Seasons is special to me for, a couple, like one in particular reason. You know, I was just looking, and so about 5 years ago, I just live across the street actually from the Four Seasons, and I would sit on my balcony and I would look at these balconies and I would think, yeah, that's an awesome life, but that's just not me. Like, I'm super happy where I am. I love where I am, but like, that's just not me. And so when I started doing this search and the Four Seasons came up, I thought, oh, okay. So that was really where I was drawn. And then I just started scripting about it. I started, the first thing I did when I realized that is I called my realtor and I said, let's go look. And I started telling the story that I wanted to be true. So the first time we ever met, because when you're in this high end of a place, mm-hmm. they actually send the listing agent as well. They don't let you just go look at it with your agent.
Right.
And so the minute I met her, her name is Jenna. She's fabulous. I just started telling the story I wanted to be true. I said, oh, my business is growing. This was in December. I said, my business is growing so much. I'm not ready right now, but I'm going to be ready by March. My business is just growing. Now, December wasn't a particularly awesome month. November had been really awesome, but December was a little slow for whatever reason. But I just kept telling that story, even though it wasn't quite true yet. I said, this is it. By March, I'm going to be ready. And so she's like, oh, okay, cool. I said, I just want to see what there is so that I'm really just ready to move when I know. I don't want to be start looking in March and then it takes me 2 months to find what I want. And so every time I saw, we looked at places then from about once a month from then on. And every time I saw her, she'd be like, is it still going great? I'm like, yep, everything is coming together. Everything's lining up. So that was one of the really big things that I did is I told the story that I wanted to be true.
So how did you feel when you first walked in and you saw your beautiful, amazing condo? I mean, were you like, oh my God? I mean, tell me what that feeling was like for you.
Yeah. You mean the feeling when I walked into this one that I'm living in, or the first time? Oh, the first time I was like, this is amazing. But I really had to talk myself through it. I was like, I don't belong here. She's going to know I'm not really ready to move in here. I don't know how to fit in here. I mean, I went through all of these things that I think we go through. Like, yeah. even when you grow, like, you still have that, those feelings,
true.
Yeah. And so I had to talk myself through those and go, nope, walk in there like you belong, like own your story that this is happening. This is who you are. And, you know, she definitely was, of course she believed it, you know, and she should have, because it was true. Like, everything that I said is what was happening. So the first time I really had to like talk myself through it and figure out how I was going to walk in there and everybody wasn't going to just be able to pick me out as a fraud.
Mm-hmm. and so you were telling the story. So after you viewed it for the first time, what mm-hmm. are some things, some principles that you utilize to really keep you in that vibration? You know, this is mine. I have it now. I can afford this. I'm worth this. What are some things that you did?
So I started acting as if that was true. So the things that would need to be done for me to move in April, I started to do. So I made sure that I knew I would want to have my condo updated by then. So I started taking more action on that because I knew I'd be moving out. I knew, you know, I wanted to get rid of some things that wouldn't be going. So I started cleaning out as if I was packing. I just thought, okay, what would you be doing now? I actually made an investment, further down the line, I realized how I was going to do it. Just some of the financial piece started coming together. And I was like, oh, if this is true, then I would be investing in this way. So I made that investment before I even had the place as a way to just be in that acting as if space. I scripted. And because I had been in the place, I knew what it felt like to walk in the front door. I knew what the wood floors felt like. I knew what it felt like to be on the balcony. I knew, you know, what it was like to have the concierge greet you, because there's a resident concierge. I knew what it was like to have the bellman open the door. I knew all of those things. So I started scripting those things and writing down, you know, journaling it like as if I was looking back on a day living there. I started really scripting that. And then I go for a walk every morning. And instead of going my normal route, I changed my route so that it was as if I was leaving the Four Seasons and I would come back in front of the Four Seasons. So I knew that path and it was as if I was leaving that, you know, that home instead of the home I was living in. And then I wanted to be really comfortable with walking in the front doors here and know everything about it. Mm-hmm. So I started going to the spa once a week.
Mm-hmm.
because, you know, that meant, you know, I knew it and they knew me, right? They know me by name down there. So that was another thing that I did.
Well, you know, I love the principles, you know, like you said, December wasn't the greatest month for you, but you were telling your story. And I want to say to listeners, no matter what your current circumstances and conditions are, you have to really begin telling the story with your words, with your feelings, with your actions of what you desire. You almost have to turn away from never God had said you turn away from your current conditions and circumstances and focus in only on what you want. So you were telling a different story. So Cassie, did you have feelings of, oh, is this going to happen? How did you deal with that kind of those feelings? Will I have enough money? Will I be able to close? Did you have feelings like that? And how did you deal with that?
I did have some of those. And I just, every time I had those, I would either stop and script about being there and living true. Or I would just go look at places and I would really say, okay, I'm choosing the mindset when I get online and I'm looking as if the money's already there. You know, the money's there to be looking. And I wouldn't look like, oh, I don't know if this is going to happen. I would get on and be like, okay, is my place available yet?
Mm-hmm. And so when you actually moved in
mm-hmm.
that day, what was that like for you?
Oh my gosh, it was so perfect. So I had scripted the move-in day as well. And it was the best move I've ever had. Everything came together, even though it was, you know, I wasn't as much on the game as I think I should have been about scheduling movers and things like that. It totally worked out. And, you know, that was perfect. It went super smooth. The movers that I came were really awesome. And, you know, we came in to do the, you know, the walkthrough that, everything was just perfect and everybody was so supportive and so happy for where I had moved, you know, just that I was able to do this, mm-hmm. you know, and it felt so amazing. And because I had been practicing it, it felt like home immediately.
I'm sure that first night you had already envisioned.
Yes.
Just mine. You had owned it. You had possessed it already.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow. And so you've mentioned, you know, that you scripted what you desired. Expound on that and share with our listeners, what would that look like in their lives? When you say scripted, what does that mean?
Yeah. So you can verbally or you can writing script. Mm-hmm. Most of the scripting that I do is writing. And so if you wanted to do it, you would just, you know, get that clear picture of that life you want to live and gather the details and really think about, you know, what happens when I wake up? What happens when I get out of bed? What happens every detail? The details are so important to scripting, because those are the things you don't know. Like, those are the things that you're like, you know, it's like, oh, I want this house. And so you know that and you can focus on that, but you don't know the details of it. Like, you know, how do you wake up in that house? What's in the fridge? What are you going to eat for breakfast? And so when you can get really clear on all of those details, then you want to think of, okay, I'm writing my journal from a night after I lived an amazing day in that life. And you just start at the beginning of your day. Like, I woke up and the sun was shining and I felt so happy and I'm so grateful to be there. And so my formula is you add a detail or an action is number one. Mm-hmm. So like, I woke up. And then you add a sense. So, you know, when the light was shining. So it's something that activates your senses, because your senses are really good for creating memories. And they're also really good for believing things are true. Like, you can imagine a lemon, cutting a lemon right now, and your mouth might start watering because it activates that, how that happens. So your senses, you know, seeing, touching, tasting, hearing. I always leave one out. I always add the same one every time.
Don't ask me.
Yeah.
See, yes. Feel, touch, hear, smell.
Smell, that's the one.
Okay, smell. Okay.
Yeah. And so something that activates your senses. And then talk about how you felt in that moment. So putting yourself, remembering what an awesome day you had in your life. What did you feel in that exact moment? And then, of course, adding gratitude. What are you grateful for in that moment? And yeah, and I do all this in the past tense, because your brain, I would say your brain doesn't argue. If I'm writing that something happened, there's not those alarm bells. You know, if I say, oh, I'm living in the Four Seasons and that's not true, your brain's like, no, you're not. We're going home to, you know, where I used to live. Mm-hmm. But if I say it is like I woke up and I describe the place, your brain doesn't argue with that because it's in the past.
So true. You know, I was reading something this week, Cassie, and it said that our subconscious is so sensitive, just the smallest shift or change will begin to impress and imprint and tattoo your subconscious. It would almost be like if you had your robe hanging on the door and you walked past the door and your arm slightly touched your robe. That's how sensitive the subconscious is to change, because really it cannot differentiate between what's true and what's not true. And so that's exactly what you did. And for me, now, everybody's made different, but for me, when I script, it's easier for me to visualize. I'm actually visualizing mm-hmm. while I'm scripting, but if I just wanted to put my pad aside and visualize, because it is so detailed, and I do smell the lemon in my kitchen, that's easier for me rather than just going straight to visualization. What's your take on that? Do you feel that scripting really helps us to really visualize better?
Oh, definitely. I feel like if you script and if you get the details, you know, and you really slow it down. So often people will say, well, I visualize like the front of the house. No, visualize what it's like to walk in the door. What is it like to pull your car into the garage, to step up the steps into the kitchen, you know, to see that bowl of lemons or whatever, you know, your white countertop. Like, yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that, you know, and you have another story about some shoes. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Uh-huh. I've been poking around and doing a little background check on you, Cass. You know, as a matter of fact, I listen to your podcast when I'm walking. So share with us the principle about the shoes and the importance of acting as if in that particular situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the shoes, So I had come over one day, and I had actually made the decision before I told you I chose to make an investment, because if I was, you know, had sold this other property and I was using the money to move in here, I would be making another investment. So I went ahead, I had made the decision. As soon as I made the decision to do that investment, is actually to buy another house. Like, as soon as I said, okay, that's what I would be doing, the person who sold the house sent me an email and said, okay, here's one. It was perfect, met everything, you know, that I wanted. So in the morning, that was Friday, on Saturday morning, I came over with my realtor and we checked out a place here at the Four Seasons, which was amazing. And it's not the one I ended up in, but it was uh-huh. good. And so then I went to the bank and I took care of the house thing, which was stepping in. And then I went to get my dress for my red carpet book launch in January. And I went, got the dress, and they said, what shoes are you going to wear? I said, oh, I'm just going to stop downstairs and get something. So I walked downstairs and this purple pair caught my eye, and it's pretty me. They were a little bit more than I would normally spend on shoes.
What kind of shoes were they?
I don't remember the brand.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They were like $100 though. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. So they said, well, we'll call someone to get you the size. I said, okay. Well, so while I was waiting on that person, I just like really wandered, but it felt like I was being led. Mm-hmm. And it led to the Jimmy Choo display.
Those are my favorite shoes. Okay.
Oh,
calm
so
down, Constance. Go ahead.
And so there was this pair that was it was gold and silver, sparkly, had an open toe. They were just gorgeous. And I said, oh, no way. Like, no. But I said, let me try them on to practice. That's what I said. Let me just try them on because I need to practice what it's like to step into these shoes. Mm-hmm. So I tried them on and I said, oh, I love them, you know? And I said, but this is not who I am. I don't spend $700 on shoes. And, I said, okay. And I said, oh, let me think about it. So I walked away and the guy didn't put them away. It's like, but I don't know if that was part of the tactic or what, but so I said, all right, let me go find something else. Well, of course there was nothing else that compared mm-hmm. to these shoes. And I said, okay, let me get them. Cause it was Saturday and I had to leave for the launch on Monday. So I said, let me take them home. And if I don't find anything else, then, you know, I'll figure it out. So I took them home and I had them in the box, and it was like every couple hours I'd take them out and I'd walk in them and I would be like, are these really like, do I fit in these shoes? Mm-hmm. You know? And finally I decided, I hung them on my shoe rack and I said, oh, these are shoes that fit in the Four Seasons. Mm-hmm. These belong in that house. This is a version of who I am when I live there. And that was the moment I decided to keep them.
Wow. I love the principle. So you were really stepping right into the middle of your intention or your dream.
Yes, literally. And here's the coolest, the funnest part. So I did that. I stepped into them and then I took them to the launch and I wore them all morning. Like everybody else changed. I kept wearing my Jimmy Choo's off. And I got two offers on the house that was actually the house that was going to open the door to me being able to move into the Four Seasons. And not only did I get two offers, but I got one that was for $8,200 more than what I was asking. And so,
Cassie, do you believe that that happened because you were walking in the vibration of abundance, that you were walking into your champagne lifestyle of I have more than enough money, I have more than enough abundance? What do you think?
Absolutely, 100%. Because that house had been on the market for quite a while. Mm. And we had been getting offers that were like, I had taken one on the way. Like we were getting offers for like 75% or 70% of what we had listed it for.
Wow. You know, and I love your story because it's really sharing with people practical principles and things that they can do, you know, so that they can more boldly and more confidently step into their intention or dream. And I even love the fact that, you know, you had to deal with your fears, you know, and really silence them by keeping your attention and your focus on telling a story, that that's where I live. I live in the Four Seasons. So that's very exciting. And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I love it. I always love to give practical steps. And, you know, those same fears that came of walking into the Four Seasons mm-hmm. came up when I tried on the Jimmy Choo's too. Like, yeah. this guy's going to know I'm not going to buy these.
It's just something about when you wear them. Every time I wear mine, people are like, oh my God, they're so beautiful. It's just, I don't know. It's just something about it. So, you know, speaking of money, you're the money maven. And before we came on the show, I said, what in the world is a maven? Is that a mogul or what? So you're the money maven and you teach people how to attract and create a champagne lifestyle. What's a champagne lifestyle? What would you say that is?
Oh, it's one. First, the first principle is celebration. Like mm-hmm. celebration of everything in your life, you know, everything you have, everything that's to come. It's really about taking that on. But it's also just about this bubbly, sparkly life where everything flows like champagne, you know, mm-hmm. with vision pouring at the top of the champagne fountain. And where your life flows, and it's really about abundance and experiencing abundance every day.
So let's talk about money. And because the number one question that I get from listeners all over the world is, Constance, how can I attract more money and abundance into my life? What would you say to them?
So many things. money is like my it's my favorite thing. It's, you know, first of all, is really to just open up to abundance and to really ask yourself, who would I be with more money?
How do you open up when you might have been living in a very scarcity, limited mentality? How would somebody begin to open up to more abundance and more money?
So the first thing I always say, and if you listen to Jenny and I's show, we say like awareness all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's just becoming aware of the words that are coming out of your mouth. You know, I posted on Facebook earlier today. I said, the story you tell today will become the life you live tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that's so true with money. And what we don't realize or have awareness of is how often we are telling our money story. And so I always just step back and be aware. Are you talking like somebody who has enough money? Or are you continuing that story of lack? And when you realize it, I was talking to a woman a couple of days ago, and I just we just changed a couple words, and I'm hoping those words are going to come back to me to share to your listeners. But it was like, it was, you know, she was really like, this is what's going on. And I'm like, this, you're just telling this story. You know, this story of how to go from destitute to, you know, to it's okay. But you never tell the story of I have more than enough money. The only story you know how to tell and the only story you figure out is when you get to destitute, you start telling the story that, oh, I have enough money. It's all going to work out. But you never tell a better story.
Yeah. That's so true. And what else can listeners do to attract more money into their lives?
So pick an amount that you would, you know, would be awesome to have, whether it's like just an increase in salary or whatever. I like $10,000 because it's a good place to play. It, you know, it's not $10 million, which is really overwhelming for most people's consciousness who have, you know, been in a place of lack. So I like $10,000 and start just playing. Ask yourself, what would my life be like with $10,000? What would I be thinking if I had $10,000 in my bank account? What would I be doing differently? And one of the things that, you know, most people would do differently is they wouldn't be spending so much time worrying. And if you're not mm-hmm. worrying about money, what are you spending your time doing? And that doesn't have to be anything that costs money. But if you're not sitting there worrying, are you thinking about awesome things? Are you actually taking a walk and enjoying it instead of worrying? Are you, you know, watching your favorite movie, totally focused on that instead of having worry thoughts? What are you doing differently if you have money? And I think asking yourself that question really opens up some space to see what can be different. And then just becoming aware of your thoughts and just checking out the difference between the version of you that has money and the version of you that doesn't have money, and start to find those things and see what you can do more of from the version of you that has a little bit more money or a lot more money.
So true. What's your take on core limiting beliefs around money?
So I think that solving some or fixing some limiting beliefs is good. It's how we all start. But I actually think if you think that you're blocked from having money because you have a limiting belief, you will find more limiting beliefs because that's where your focus is.
That ain't nothing but the truth, girlfriend. Keep talking.
So, you know, when we get in this cycle where you're just looking for more limiting beliefs, that's what you're going to find. What you have to find is, how do I step into a version of myself? And sometimes you're going to find beliefs that you have to fix, but they're going to be the actual ones instead of the ones you create, because that's what you're looking for. So, you know, my advice would be to stop looking for limiting beliefs and start stepping into being a person who has money. Start taking on, you know, just start practicing some wealth conscious thoughts, some thoughts that are like, oh, there is enough money, you know, and stop trying to fix something, because you're going to get more things to fix, and focus on stepping into being a person with money.
You know, so true. And I've shared my story before. My mentor 20 years ago told me, he said, Constance, you need to start going to the Ritz-Carlton. And I remember I didn't even have valet money to park, you know, to do the car. And so he said, well, just go and sit in the lobby and have lunch. So when they brought the menu over, I said, peanuts are $10? But the funny thing was, just being in that atmosphere, I felt it. I became a part of that vibration. I began to say to myself, yeah, one day I'll come here and I'll be able to stay as long as that. One day I'll have a conference here. And I began to say that and feel that and see that. And that's an example of me not really having a lot of money at that time, but putting myself in the middle of that intention and dream. And it's so, for me, it was much more powerful than just a vision board, because I was in the experience.
Yes. Oh, I love that story. And you weren't trying to fix your beliefs. You were just stepping into that place where abundance exists.
Yeah, that's nothing but the truth. So what's your take on affirmations around money or a champagne lifestyle?
I really like mantras versus affirmations.
What's the difference between a mantra and an affirmation?
I don't know if this is the real difference. This is my my take on it. You know, an affirmation is something that you're trying to affirm to yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think of a mantra is a way of life. You know, like it's how you live your life. And so if you can think of a mantra of how you live your life and envision that person who has the money that you want, what's their mantra for life? Is it that money flows all the time? Then I like taking on that mantra. Money flows all the time, right? That's the mantra of that person who has what you desire. And I always like taking whether you call it an affirmation or a mantra, I don't think there doesn't have to be a big difference. But I just did this with one of my year-long clients. She wanted an affirmation to help her, you know, open up and step into what she's stepping into. And what she wrote originally was very much her current self hoping to become that person.
Yeah.
And so what I told her is, I said, put yourself in this person that's making $1 million and really ask yourself, what's her life mantra? What does she say on a daily basis that helps her life continue to flow in the way that it is? And let's work from that place versus the place where we're trying to create something to get somewhere. Let's take something back from that future place of where you have everything you want.
So true. And what's your take on gratitude? I was with someone, I was doing an assessment, a psychological assessment in my business with someone. And we were just talking and she said, man, if it's not one thing, it's another. I'm just broke. And I said, don't ever, say those words around me. I said, because you live in America, and man, you are wealthier than most people in maybe many third world countries financially. And so she was not grateful for what she did have. So what is the relationship between gratitude and more money, or that champagne lifestyle manifesting in our lives?
Gratitude is so key. And I like to tap into the money words. So appreciation, when your house appreciates in value, when it appreciates, that means it has increased the value of what it's worth. It's increased money. So gratitude and appreciation, I think gratitude and appreciation are very similar. That's how you increase value, both of yourself, of your life, of the money in your life. I think gratitude is foundational. It's why I put it into, you know, every fourth line of my scripting is, what am I grateful for? Because it's where your focus is. And if your focus is on being grateful for what's in front of you, you can't be feeling lack. You literally cannot feel lack when you're in the space of gratitude.
You know, so true. And almost everyone that I interview is so interesting. I always say, I heard Rhonda Byrne, who was the creator of The Secret. She always says, if she could just tell people one thing, it would be gratitude. And just be grateful for what you do have. Grateful and appreciative for what's on its way. And you're so right. It's all about focus. And when you change your focus and you're in that vibration, it really attracts and multiplies. I say gratitude is a great multiplier. It brings you more.
Absolutely.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. And you, go ahead, you can Cassie.
I was just going to say, you know, I had a story. You can be grateful for anything. You know, my sister is a social worker, and she had a client who was taking care of her grandson and was just like the epitome of this gratefulness. And one time my sister said, hey, do you have towels that are still nice you're going to get rid of? I want to give them to this grandma. She goes, they have one towel and one washcloth. And yet she's so grateful that they have one towel and one washcloth.
That's a great story. You know, and instead of focusing in and talking about what you don't have, how many more times do I need to say what you don't have, what hasn't happened? Boy, if you could be grateful for what you do have and what's on its way into the physical realm of your life, I think that it's miraculous, actually.
Oh, it's definitely miraculous. I mean, and it's miraculous because it changes everything, you know. Yeah, I don't know the physics behind this, but what I do know is that, you know, we change from our current. Time is not linear. So when we change in this present moment, we change things about the past, whether we're aware of them or not. And when you become grateful for everything you have now, that changes your story backwards and forwards.
So true. So Cassie, I mean, I just love you, and we want to know what's going on. How can people get your material? What's your website? What about coaching? On and on and on.
Awesome. I just love you,
girl.
Too. All right. So back by popular demand, I actually had stopped offering the Manifest 10K course for a while, but it is back up and available. And so people can find that at manifest10k.com. And that is a pay after you manifest. So it's just a dollar as sort of a tribute to your future earnings of saying, yep, I'm going to manifest money to get started. And then you just pay after you manifest. When this show airs originally, my book, Lifestyle Design for a Champagne Life, will be free on Amazon.
Yahoo!
Yeah. So you can pick that up. I mean, you can pick it up anytime. All of my books are available on Amazon. And you can find me at liveyourchampagnelife.com for more information about workshop and coaching and all of that.
And what about your radio show? I just love listening to you and Jenny. Is that right?
That is right. Oh, of course. Our radio show is called Manifest It Now, and it is on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, along with Constance's. And we do a lot of laughing, so if you need extra laughter in your life, basically what we do is talk about Law of Attraction concepts while laughing through the whole episode.
So Cassie, we all want to know, what have you been scripting for your future? What exciting things are you going to be doing, et cetera?
So I've been scripting a lot more about speaking and speaking to large audiences and stuff like that is kind of what I'm stepping into. And I'm in that phase where I'm like, okay, I got this. What do I want next? Which is a really fun spot to be. So speaking is definitely on that, and definitely more travel to different fun places, cities in the U.S. and around the world.
Yeah, and you're a great speaker, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I was taking copious notes on the cruise, and that's why afterwards I said, you have to be on my show. I'm going to coerce you to be on my show. And interestingly enough, I had been telling Jules, I'm like, wow, Cassie, she really has a great show. I need to contact her. And because I will listen to you. And but then, just got really busy. But then after I heard you on the cruise and connected with you, you really have a wonderful gift of really helping people to align themselves with all of the abundance that's available to them in the universe.
Oh, thank you. That is truly, the most joyous thing that I do is help people connect to that abundance that is available to them, as you said.
Well, this has been great, and just thank you so much. And everybody, once again, you can listen to me every week. You can tell five of your friends about the show. I know so many of you have said, "Oh, I've told five of my friends." Constance, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and let me know how this show is shifting, changing, altering your life. And of course, my website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, and you can say it with me, I know you know it. This is my mantra: God loves you. You know I'm crazy about you, and I love you. And remember this: the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
It's not that unusual when everything is beautiful. It's just another ordinary miracle today. The sky knows when it's time. Need to teach a seed to grow. It's just another ordinary miracle today. Life is like a gift, they say, wrapped up for you every day. Open up and find a way to give some of your own. Isn't it remarkable? Every time a raindrop falls, it's just another ordinary miracle today. Birds in winter have their flame, but always make it home by spring. It's just another ordinary miracle today. When you wake up every day, please don't throw your dreams away.